time for Dive In with the Dean, where we take the plunge into the day's pressing issues and community concerns. And the Dean makes us think.
Oh, I can't wait. Today's going to be random thoughts. Whatever's on Dean's mind, he's just going to blurt it out there. Could get interesting here. Dean Erskine, welcome. Derek Laughlin, Lucy Ann Lance, all here on 1290 WLBY. First thoughts, sir.
Random thoughts for today. First of all, I was going to want to talk a lot about the peony garden, but I know you talked about that with Frank. I listened to that interview, and he had some very good thoughts on that. It is a good question of how do you get people to stop doing these things? And I think that you have to be, I think the time has come to be very hard on people. And no more just little slaps on the wrist for things like this. You're talking with Frank about, okay, University of Michigan, what do you do? I think you expel students immediately.
But where are the people? And it's not necessarily students who did that.
Yeah.
But well, where are the people?
And if there is someone trespassing and causing problems, then they are put in jail.
I think there have been only two instances
where
they've...
And federal charges.
I agree.
Charge him with federal hate crimes.
I agree.
And then that way it's out of the hands of Eli Sabbat.
But there, well, look at where the attorney general got involved here in the state of Michigan.
Out of her hands too.
If there were federal charges.
If they're federal charges.
Because it's a hate crime?
Yes.
It could be federal charges, you're saying?
Yes.
So we've had...
I mean, I'm not a prosecutor, and I don't have any background in law enforcement, but that's what I would say.
There have been two instances that I am aware of there. People have been arrested, but for the most part, many of these crimes that have been committed, they haven't found the perpetrators. But the groups that they have found so far, you're right, they've been released from
exactly
responsibility. Yeah,
exactly. Why would Attorney General Nessel dropped the charges? Well, as you were talking about with Frank, she has some very higher plans to in politics to be the governor, mm-hmm. even though there's no way she's going to win. Mm-hmm. Not when you've got Mike Duggan running as an independent and Dana Nessel or whoever is a Democrat. You can just pencil in Mike Rogers' name right now if he is running for governor. We will have a Republican governor because the Democrat vote's going to get split.
That's a good point.
I mean, there's just no question about that.
Unless they coalesce and all come together on one candidate that they support.
Well, yeah, but then again, you would have to have one drop out of the race, mm-hmm. which would mean Duggan running as an independent, or Nessel. Or Duggan running as a Democrat or dropping out of the race. So mm-hmm. I don't know how it's going to happen. You were talking about the by any means necessary attitude. This has been going on since the 60s, mm-hmm. at least. And in fact, you could even say before that. Look at the Weather Underground back in the 1960s, mm-hmm. blowing up buildings.
Right.
To achieve their means. It's always been the way on the far left that we're going to make our point and get attention and just keep doing things until you acquiesce to our feelings. So I don't know, again, if there's any way that you can stop it, but I think that back in the 1960s and 70s, law enforcement was very tough on people that were protesting.
And
did it slow down in the 80s? I think so. You didn't see a lot of that in the late 1970s and in the 80s.
I remember it in the 80s because I was just getting into this industry, and I remember a lot of things happening at the University of Michigan that I was reporting on.
But for what? I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember what the issues were. But I remember
protests.
The war
was over.
Yeah.
And again, it wasn't the student protests that did it. It was what ended the Vietnam War was Walter Cronkite going on TV and speaking out against the war. Mm-hmm. And president said at that point, well, if we've lost Walter Cronkite, we've lost the country. So anyway, that was my first thought on that. Also wanted to talk about the Democrat Party spending, what, $20 million to try to get back young men. How do we talk to young men is their topic. Derek, you're a young man. I am not. What advice would you give the Democrat Party? Now, obviously, you are not a young man that has switched his allegiances, but maybe you know some young men who have switched their allegiances. What advice would you give them?
Honestly, I'm the biggest on whatever's closest to your beliefs, ideology-wise. And, of course, no party's perfect, but whoever's closer, I think that's who you should go with. No effect on, you know, my opinion. And I think that's pretty rare to hear these days, is people not trying to inflict their own opinion on you to skew you one way. My advice is just go with your heart. I don't care who you vote for.
Okay, but the party itself.
Yeah.
What would you, so you're saying the party should just let them, you know, just.
For the party to get them to vote
for them?
The
voters need to go with their heart, rather, because, you know, the Democrat Party, I mean, you've got a lot of different hearts in there of a lot of different things that people think that they should be doing. You got that in the Republican Party too, but it just seems to be the Democrats that are looking to do a message to get back men.
But what they're doing is they're spending $20 million to do a study. They want to look at what kind of language young men will respond to, what kind of content, the syntax that is used there. And I think the only way that's going to work is if other young men are talking to young men. And if you don't have young men in your party, or you've lost them, where are you going to get that? You can't have the current crop of Democrats in there speaking this to these young people, thinking they're going to rope them in.
How about just not treating men as the enemy?
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a really good start.
Yeah. Especially young white men.
How about forever getting rid of the check your privilege at the door?
Mm.
Get rid of your, you know, your ideas of privilege.
Mm-hmm.
How about just talking to people like, or even changing the way you govern. Don't make a big study to say how we can talk to people,
mm-hmm.
but still go ahead and do the same things that we're doing that are so unpopular that made a lot of men switch over their allegiances to either independent or Republican, and African Americans as well. Latinos, another big switch.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know how they're going to get back a big swath of the electorate without changing the way that they do business. It would be, for example, Dish Network. They raised their prices to me so much for satellite TV. And also DirecTV did the same thing. And I switched services, but I called them beforehand and said, you know, this is your chance to keep me, but don't charge me so much money. And they said, well, we really can't do anything about it. I'm like, okay, well, I gave you a chance. And so I canceled my service.
Mm-hmm.
Then they started coming back at me. I got phone calls and I said, you know, I gave you a chance to keep my business. And now you're spending a lot of money to get me back when all you needed to do in the first place was act like you wanted to keep me.
Right. Good point.
Don't do that. You know, if you're going to do things that are going to make people go the other way,
mm-hmm.
then don't complain when they go another way. If the Democrat policies are what's losing voters, don't think you can just make your talk all fancy and just say it in a certain way. And here's a good old word, hornswoggle voters into voting for you, even though you're not going to change what you're doing. Mm. You're just saying it in the fancy way. Anyway, again, just another one of my random thoughts.
Well, I think, too, there was an article on this on Fox News, and in that there's a quote from MSNBC contributor Rotimi Adeoye, who posted on X, Democratic donors treating men like an endangered species on a remote island they need to study probably won't rebuild trust. This kind of top-down anthropological approach misses the point. People don't want to be decoded. They want to be understood and met where they are. And I think that's really true.
Getting a customer back after you've lost them is very difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I look at this the exact same way.
Yeah.
And guess what? The things that they're doing now is only making things worse, because they just keep getting themselves behind these very unpopular topics. Hmm. Men competing in women's sports. That's one of those 80-20 issues.
Right.
Immigration.
And always telling white men they're horrible people.
Yeah, exactly.
And you want them in your party?
Yeah. I mean, you get to the point, you say, okay, you think I'm a horrible person, so I just won't be a part of your party.
Dean, we have...
Obama talking to young African-American men and say, you know, stop being so misogynistic and actually vote for a woman. And then men are saying, who are you to tell me what to do?
Yeah, it's very true, Dean. Dean, we have 1 minute to go, and so I wanted to get a third topic in, if you could.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah. Any other topics on your mind rambling around this morning?
Just one real quick one. Fox is coming up with a brand new streaming service where all of their platforms are going to be available streaming under one umbrella.
Oh.
And Big Ten Network is going to be involved in that.
What does that mean?
Well, that means that a lot of people who maybe didn't want to cut the cord because they would have lost Big Ten Network and watch Michigan can now say, oh, now I got Big Ten Network too. It gives people another opportunity. Wow. Also, Tigers and Cubs on Apple TV Plus on Friday night. I said, dope!
Wow. Dean, that's big news.
I think so.
Incredible.
But we'll wait and see if that makes any change in people.
Also, you know, we're
in their streaming habits.
Yeah, and we're also supposed to be getting news out from the NCAA this week, the Committee on Infractions, on the sign stealing scandal. That's going to
a bunch of nothing.
Just
my NCAA should just close up shop completely.
Dive in with the Dean each week here on the Lucy Ann Land Show on Wednesdays. Always good to talk
to you. They're the Democrat Party of Sports.
Dean Erskine, Derek Laughlin, Lucy Ann Lance. You're listening to 1290 WLBY.